Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on the Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
You call me the franchise if you want. I'm Bart Winkler in for Tim tonight. He'll be back tomorrow. Welcome to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show presented by our friends at Great Lakes Dragway. And as Tim would say, the results are in and they are not good. Brewers lose to the Reds 2-0 in a game where Wade Miley, remember him? I remember Wade Miley gets into the ninth inning. A Tyrone Taylor double knocks him out, but he goes eight complete, gives up seven hits. None of those guys score. Did walk a few, struck out four, but Wade Miley and then Heath Hembree to close things out for the Red Legs or Red Stockings or whatever they used to be called, the Knickerbockers. They win. The Reds win. The Cincinnati Reds come into AmFam Field and beat the Brewers by a score of 2-0. Again, I am Bart Winkler. Jeff Orlowski, I don't go anywhere without this gentleman. He is with me now. We even went grocery shopping the other day together, talked to some weirdo. And
he loved you.
Oh, he loved you. A big fan of you, Jeff. Come on.
Oh, he didn't recognize me, buddy.
Couple things I want to talk about tonight. First of all, I just want to say I'm happy to be on the air right this very second because I couldn't take one more minute of JR Sports Brief slandering Giannis. I'm sorry. I don't listen much to his particular program. You know, I'm Gelb Nation till I die, and then I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
So Sports Brief, I just see him tweeting a lot of stuff about the Bucks and how they're not the real deal or whatever. I see a lot of slander. Then tonight he's asking if Giannis is really a superstar or not. And I've just had enough.
Well, when you hear people start talking like that, you know it's time to change the channel. You know, it's good to be silly, but to have takes that bad, Skip Bayless, it's time to turn the channel.
Yeah. Did Craig Council talk yet? I need him. I need to play him very quickly.
He has not.
Okay, because I forgot to load a playlist for tonight.
Okay.
So I have to do that. I've had a long week, folks. I'm the morning man. If you're tuning in and wondering where Tim is, I'm the morning man. I'm also the fill-in, I guess, Steve for the week. And behind the scenes, Steve does a lot of work I did not know he did. And your boy's been doing it this week. And your boy's exhausted. And YouTube just gave Wade Miley a trophy. What the hell is that?
That's lame.
All right. YouTube. I still got the game going on YouTube here on my computer because in our studio, the ABC audio video flat panels, we do not have the YouTube capabilities on it or nobody brought in a Fire Stick to hook it up. So I was watching it on my computer. So a couple of different things to talk about. If you're at the ball game, give us a shout. If you're getting into your car, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. Again, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan as well. You can also chime in on Facebook and have conversations with strangers. I will not be looking at that. It's just too much for me. So Facebook, no, but go ahead. I will be looking at on Twitter, where we're already getting people saying umps 2 and Brewers 0. The umpiring tonight, not great. The strike zone, not in favor of the Brewers. There was an interesting play in the 8th inning when the Brewers were trying to get some activity. Willy Adames went into second. They said too hard. And then they called Christian Yelich out at first. It should have been a fielder's choice, so Yelich would have gotten on first, but there'd still be a couple of outs. They said that Yelich was out. He was the third out because Adames went in too hard at second. Adames went in at second in the 8th inning. He's on first. He goes to second. He was late at the base, and then the fielder had thrown the ball already when then Adames kind of went into him a little bit, and they called it interference, so then Yelich was out. It was almost like a ticky-tacky sort of thing that we see in basketball all the time, especially right now with the finals going on, where it's like, was it flagrant? Well, there was no intent, but he still did the thing that we're trying to not see them do, so they called Yelich out on that, and that ended what was maybe the Brewers' last shot. They did get the runner on in the 9th inning on second base, but of course couldn't do anything with it. A tough night for the plate. At the plate for the Brewers, they did, like I said, scratch 7 hits, but Wade Miley was able to shut it down whenever he needed to. He also had a pretty good stick. Wade Miley doubling, getting to third on that play because of an error, and then eventually scoring. So Wade Miley, he got some YouTube Player of the Game trophy from YouTube, and he deserves it, I would say. He was the Player of the Game. I don't know what he'll do with that trophy. Maybe he will keep it in Milwaukee for the visiting clubhouse attendant to deal with. But either way, YouTube paid for a trophy. That's what you're paying the increase in YouTube TV for, is trophies for Wade Miley.
Well, I will tell you that now I have set alerts all over the place. And when Wade Miley posts the on Twitter or Instagram or whatever for his garage sale, I'm going to go try to pick that thing up for $3.
I think that's a very worthy thing to try to do. Go ahead and knock yourself out. If there's nothing else, it's a paperweight.
Yeah, you know,
it might be good. This game was on YouTube tonight. So again, I'm Bart. That's Jeff. Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski in for Tim Allen tonight. He'll be back tomorrow with the postgame show, as that game will be not on Bally Sports Wisconsin either. If you're TV viewers, that will be actually on Fox 6, and then Sunday back on Bally Sports, and then the All-Star break. But tonight's game was on YouTube, specifically just YouTube, which has happened before. It used to be Facebook, and then it was YouTube. But these were always day games. So I was startled to see this earlier in the week. We were looking at the game notes, and it said Friday the game's going to be on YouTube. This is one problem that the Brewers have. They should have been cramming this information out, and MLB too. They should have been cramming this out on Monday. Because even tonight, the Brewers' Twitter account and their Facebook, and I'm sure people called the ticket office, I'm sure of it, and they were asking, well, where's the Brewers game? Why can't I watch it on TV when it was on YouTube? I understand this is the way TV goes. I know my boy Freems got into it with some people on Twitter over the week because he says that they're making it harder for fans to access the game. It's not that hard to go and watch YouTube, but I think I'm an old man this way. I have cable. Well, I have DirecTV. I like using the remote. No, I like to stream stuff. I'm streaming Loki. I've watched every episode on my phone. You know, I know how to get to Netflix. We watch Little Baby Bum and Cocomelon for the Boy. Okay, I know how to do all these things. I just like it better to use the remote. So I know I'm boomering here, but I understand. If someone's mad tonight that they had to figure out the YouTubes, I'm with you. I get it.
Oh, I do too. I sit there, and the only things I've ever watched on Netflix, and I've had it for, you know, probably 2-3 years now, is any, you know, something that my wife makes me watch or something, you know, oh, let's start this series, blah, blah, blah. I heard it's good. because I'll never turn it on myself because it's like two extra buttons I have to press.
Yeah.
And that seems like just way too much. I'm too lazy for that stuff. I'm not kidding. And I'm not watching anything on YouTube because I can't stare at a computer that long.
Well, that's why you use the Roku or the Fire Stick. You have it on your TV.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, but
with wrestling, because NXT used to just be on WWE Network, and I never watched it because I'm like, I got to click on it. Now, but that's on USA, I'll watch it because it's on my DVR.
Yeah.
I said something a couple of weeks ago. I said about Chris Middleton. I said, who needs, it's late at night, who needs porn when I've got this Chris Middleton fourth quarter on my DVR? And someone said, DVR? Those are like 2000 and late, bro. And we're at the point now where DVRs are obsolete?
Well, hey, at least you didn't call it TiVo. Then you really would have aged yourself.
Oh, yeah, TiVo. Come on. I'm not a monster. 414. You have TiVo?
Yeah.
Still?
No. I had it back in the day. I got DirecTV now.
See, when I was still in college, I'd tape episodes of 24 and the OC.
Absolutely.
VHS tape.
Oh, damn.
I mean, this is mid-2000s here. Lots happened. The game was on YouTube tonight. 799-1250. Who do we got out there in the phone world?
Well, we got Big Ron out in New Jersey.
Oh, Big Ron. I haven't talked to Big Ron in a while. You not been getting up in the mornings, buddy?
No, but, you know, I saw a tweet that you were doing the show tonight. I was not going to call in, but I'm making a special appearance on your behalf.
Well, I'm kind of upset that you did say that, because we have tried to tell the bosses that the show tweet is not important, but apparently it does work. So thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, anytime. You know, like, I don't know, the YouTube thing, yeah, that was a little annoying. You know, the play-by-play guy, his voice is a little whiny, but I don't know. People on Twitter were ripping on Plesak, like, that he was anti-Brewer, and I don't get that. I mean, he's done these YouTube games before, and I think he has fond, you know, memories of the Brewers. Like, he was on them for 7 years, and he was on.
He loves doing the Brewer games.
Yeah, he does. He was talking up, you know, how Miller Park's got the best food of any stadium, which I totally agree, and no, I thought it was a pretty good broadcast, but the one point I wanted to make when I called in is that Wade Miley looks a lot like, you guys were talking about Netflix, Pipe Bomb was talking about how he doesn't watch Netflix unless his wife makes him to, but Wade Miley looks like the Netflix documentary star Stephen Avery from Making the Murderer.
Yep,
that was set in Wisconsin.
he's got a scraggly beard, yeah.
Yeah, if you Google,
and RIP to his mom who just passed.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was gonna say that too. Yeah. She always had the nicest moo-moos on in that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you Google young Stephen Avery with a PH for Stephen, his mugshot will come up when he was first arrested, and he looks exactly like Wade Miley. I mean, it's just a spitting image. So we were basically beat, you know, by a multi-murderer tonight. You know, what can I say?
Allegedly. Right?
Allegedly, yeah. I mean, after I watched Making of a Murderer, I thought he was innocent. I thought everybody did, you know, but apparently the courts weren't impressed. I think.
I got to be honest. I did not watch that show. I did not get into it.
It was good.
I did not get into it.
That was as big as, like, Tiger King, at least for the Wisconsin area.
I know, but I just didn't get into it.
Did you try to watch it and you couldn't?
No, I'm not a big documentary guy.
Mm.
I love all that stuff, that true crime stuff. That's good.
What, Big Ron?
Bart, did you watch Tiger King?
Sadly, yes, I did. I did.
That was a documentary, but we were all locked down. No, so
there was week of the lockdowns, and
there was no competing content because everything just came to a halt, right? There was no sports and everything.
There was almost the XFL. Remember, the XFL was like almost gonna play.
Yeah, and then that that's you were telling me you were promoting on your show that Fox Sports League or something, and I think I even told you I tried to get the betting lines on that.
Yeah, the Spring League, it was brutal. Brutal.
It was awful, beyond awful.
Is Tim Tebow coming back into the the NFL?
He's with the Jaguars.
He's with the Jaguars.
He might not make the team, but
because his old coach is coaching them.
Yeah, they're neighbors. Did you know that? People forget. Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow are currently neighbors. Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Have a good show. I'll hang up and listen, man.
All right, Big Ron. Appreciate you, buddy.
Take care. Yep.
Big Ron out in Jersey dialing us up today, 414-799-1250. This is, I should remind myself, a Brewers postgame show where the Reds beat the Brewers 2-0. Reds got their first run in the fourth inning. A Tucker Barnhart double scored a run. And then Jesse Winker, no relation, had a double to right in the seventh, which scored Wade Miley. The Brewers unable to plate any runs. They got a decent performance out of Eric Lauer, who for a while it only looked like could pitch against the NL West for whatever reason. But if I'm not mistaken, and I'll look at his game log here, this is about, I mean, this is like four. Was there a bad start in there? This is like four or five good starts in a row. I am totally wrong about that. One inning, one earned run, no earned runs. I mean, he's been consistent. This is what you want of a back of the bullpen guy. He had a real bad outing against Detroit to start June, but since then he's given you, five innings, three, four runs. That's what you expect. The last two starts have been really good against Colorado, six innings, no earned, and then against Pittsburgh earlier last week. That was 6 1/3. So, yeah, that's three good quality starts in a row for Eric Lauer.
Well, what else do you want out of your fifth starter? You know, his ERA now is down to 3.83. He's killing it.
Yeah, not bad at all. Miguel Sanchez, Hunter Strickland both come in. Sanchez gave up a run. And then there was Yandel Gustave pitched in this game. Yandel Gustave. I know the Bucks are going on, and I'm paying a lot of attention to that. But I am a active roster nut, where I try to know the active roster all the time at every time. Gustave got called up to be the 27th man in the doubleheader the other day against the Mets, which I completely missed. They sent Hobie Milner back down, and Gustave. I think there are a lot of people in that ballpark tonight looking around and saying, who is this guy? But Yandel Gustave, the 53rd player the Brewers have used this year. It is July 9th. That has already tied a franchise record. They have churned through 53 people on the active roster, already a record. Brewers do fall 2-0 to the Reds. We're here as long as you want us here. It's the postgame show, Pella Windows and Doors postgame show, driven by Great Lakes Dragaway. Right here, 12:50 a.m., The Fan.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
I'm Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski, Tim Allen back tomorrow. Brewers fall 2-0. 53-37 on the season. They're still good for a six-game lead over the Reds. I think you just want to split this series, realistically. You don't want to let the Reds make up ground. You got the win last night, so a loss tonight isn't going to kill you. Plus, you've ballooned that lead up to six already. Cubs beat the Cardinals today during the day. Cubs, sounds like they're going to be sellers. Game under 500. 8.5 back. Cardinals 9.5 back. Wow. And they might be buyers. And the Pirates are in the upside down. The play of the game, I'm going to give it to Wade Miley's double. I know he's not a Brewer, but he's a former Brewer. He's an old friend. He had a double. He pitched well. I'm going to give it to Wade Miley. I mean, what am I going to give it to? Yelich can't hit. Adamas had two hits. Okay, cool. Jace Peterson, on base Jace. What the hell am I supposed to give it to? Yandel Gustave. You know what? I'll give it to him. He struck out a guy. That's your player of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, he was awesome. He looked good.
Wade Miley was the YouTube player of the game. He got a trophy for that. You know, it is pretty fascinating. We were talking about, oh, we couldn't get the game on the TV, YouTube. YouTube, when I was in college, again, it used to be, oh, it was such a party killer. It was when YouTube came out, and we'd be, like, with the buddies partying, and someone would say, you have to see this YouTube. Ugh. But now it's broadcasting games. And you're going to see maybe Sunday Ticket go to Apple. You're going to see Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. This is the future, man.
It's brutal. It's brutal. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. Nate is on the north side. You guys can dial us up, 414-799-1250. Brewers fall 2-0.
What's good, Bart?
What's up, Nate?
Nate the Great here.
Oh, Nate the Great. All right, buddy. Now I'm going to treat you better.
Yeah, no, I love listening to you in the morning. It's just that I work, so I'm not able to talk to you. So I like when you do these post-game shows. I enjoy talking to you.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I don't know about my family, but I'm happy to be here.
just a quick note about the Brewers game. Them last two innings from the ump inside were very suspect in a way. That play at second base with Willie Adames and the interference call, that I felt like that was a bad call because if he plants his ankle into that base, he can possibly hurt himself. I don't know what the replay in New York was, what about that? But that seemed like a bogus call to me. And then the up going back and forth with Craig Counsell in the middle of a Urias at bat, that was very suspect. And then the ump is just calling all types of this. Those balls weren't even close near the plate against Jace Peterson. And it was one that was very, very far outside, and he caught it a strike.
Nate, do you want robo-umps?
I don't know. I don't want robo-umps, but clearly, like that one, it was the third strike. It was clearly off. The announcer said it. Everybody knew that ball was clearly off the plate. I don't want robo-umps because I don't think everything should be an exact science, you know. It gives the game a little bit of what am I trying to say? It gives it a little bit of like
the human element.
Yeah, the human element is what you're looking for.
It gives the human element. And, you know, I don't expect everything to be perfect, but when you see a ump stop in the middle of a player's at bat and to go back and forth with a manager who's just at the top step. You know what I mean? And then those calls happen. I'm starting to think like, okay, now is you calling that because you think that's the call that you should make, or are you calling it because you don't like what the manager is saying to you, or you don't like the manager is there to defend his players. And if you don't like what the manager is saying to you, then maybe you should call the game, make the clear calls that everybody sees that are right or wrong, make them right. You know what I mean? And that, especially that one against in the eighth inning, that's what I'm solely kind of irritated about. That man, if that man would have planted his ankle or into that second base and didn't pop up the way he did, he probably would have hurt himself. And then guess what? They would have been like, well, it's part of the game? No, man.
Adames came in and he...
And Yelich was clearly safe. The ball wasn't even...
Yeah, Adames even came into the guy. Hey, Nate the Great, thank you for the call. I gotta get to the next guy.
Yep.
We're a churn and burn operation here tonight. Thanks, though.
Yeah, good job.
All right, Nate. Thanks for the call. Churn and burn. You get 4 minutes. That's it. You get more. But no, Adames goes into second, and he did slide fine. The ball got thrown. Then his body went into the other guy's body. So they're going letter of the law there is what they're doing.
Yeah, technically it was against the rules.
Yelich wasn't going to be out either way, so it's like an unfair violation. And I think when you look at that and you look at, you know, you look at the strike zone towards the end, it looked like the refs wanted to get out of there, the umps wanted to get out of there. Jordan says, you never want to blame the boys in blue for a loss, but this crew kicked the last three innings. Yeah, I mean, the Brewers didn't have it tonight, so it's not like a controversial call decided this game. They didn't have it tonight, but it is frustrating, not just baseball, but all of these sports where you watch these plays that don't make any sense. They get reviewed, and they stick with the thing that doesn't make sense, even though they get the opportunity to look at it. Yeah. If you're going to do, like, it takes the, not the human element, but the common sense out of the game. Like, Adames had no intention there. Flagrant fouls drive me nuts in the NBA. If a guy's elbow hits a guy's face and there's no intent, but if it hits his face, it's a flagrant. I mean, this is basketball. It's a physical game. And baseball, there is physical contact that will happen. Was there intent? Clearly there was not. But this is the rule that they've put in. And, you know, baseball loves adding rules to situations that don't need them. So that's what we're stuck with.
Well, and they love taking away exciting plays. You know, they did that with the Buster Posey rule. And now, you know, with this second base thing, trying to, you know, protect the guy trying to turn the double play. But it stinks. And, you know, with no intent, there should be no call. But that's not how it is.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Steve is in Hale's Corners. What's up, Steve?
Man, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where to find the ball game. I call the post-game show. I don't know who you guys are. I don't know what interference is. I don't know what a strike is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who those announcers were. I don't get a scream. Plesac was the only name I even knew of those four guys. And they were so inside baseball. It was like, guys, just dial it down and talk to the masses a little bit. So I thought the whole production was just really underwhelming, just like the Brewers' performance tonight.
Steve's waking up, and your whole world's upside down.
Exactly. I mean, it took a couple innings to even find where the game is, and then I even tried to Google who the announcers were, and until they put it on the screen, Google didn't even know who they were.
The guy on YouTube said at one point, it's the first game he's calling in 2021.
So, I don't know. I was underwhelmed with everything, and wait, you're the morning show guy?
Yeah, I'm Bart. I do the mornings.
Okay, so wait, now, were you on this morning?
I was.
So you were on this morning and you're on now?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, why don't you, like, find my boss's email, Google that, and say, boy, that Bart's such a hard worker.
All right, guys, thank you.
What a guy. Thanks, Steve. How about that? Little ego check from Steve. Note to self, schedule more morning show promos during the postgame show. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Brewers fall 2-0 to the Reds. We're back with more.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler from The Bart Winkler Show, weekday morning 6 to 10 on The Fan. Steve, I hope you check me out someday. Jeff Orlovsky is with you as well. Bit of news since we first got on the air. Brewers lose 2-0 tonight. More of your calls in just a couple minutes. But Freddy Peralta named to the All-Star Game. Brandon Woodruff. Oh, you're good. Okay.
Congratulations to Freddy. Well deserved.
He will be headed out to Colorado. Brandon Woodruff lined up for Sunday, so he's going to take his spot. And Freddy Peralta talked with reporters after the game.
The council says he doesn't think you're going to sleep tonight. He told the team that. Is that true?
Yeah, he told me that, but I would try to sleep. I had a game tomorrow, but let's see. I will try my best.
Freddie, we told Counts that you're always smiling anyway, but now you're not going to stop smiling for a long time, are you? I mean, what's it feel like to be an All-Star?
One file.
It feels great, man.
It's all one file.
I was waiting for this moment, and so, yeah, it's a dream, you know, a dream that came true. This is the first one.
Freddie, who do you think of when you get this news? Your family, Carlos Villanueva. Like, who are the people on your mind?
Yeah, my mom and dad, and wife and family, my daughter, and Carlos too, of course, and all the people here, you know, that my teammates and people that have been helping, you know, all the time, or pitching coach and of you know, catchers, because this is a compliment, you know. Everybody helps. You cannot go to All-Star game by yourself. You know, it's a compliment of everybody.
Freddie, what will it feel like on Tuesday night when they announce the players and you guys stand along the baseline and there's four Brewers pitchers side by side?
Can you ask me the question again, please?
Yeah, when they announce the players before the game and you guys all come out and stand there, there'll be four Brewers pitchers side by side. For what will that feel like for you and Woody and Burnsy and Josh Hader all to be representing the Brewers at the All-Star game?
I wasn't there. I wasn't behind the play with them before the game, but of course that I was in the dugout watching him, and I didn't know anything about this. I just get the news, but they, you know, it looks nice when you have teammates and players that you play in the minors too, and came together. You know, going to a All-Star game is, you know, is a big team for me.
Freddie, was this in your mind at all when you came into this season with the new pitches that you had, that you could be an All-Star?
Not really, but you know what I had on mind is that I came prepared for have a good season, you know, and throw a lot of innings and try to help the team to win a lot of games, because I knew that we have a good team and a team that can be in a really good place at the end of the season.
So that's Freddie Peralta. He's an All-Star. Freddie Peralta is taking Brandon Woodruff's spot. It still sounds like Woodruff is going to travel out there. Woodruff is lined up to pitch this weekend, so they don't want him to pitch in the game, a la Jake DeGrom. Jake DeGrom is not going. I still, unless we've heard different, it sounds like Brandon Woodruff will go. So there'll be four Brewers pitchers in this game, or at least have been selected as All-Stars between Burns, Woodruff, Hader, and now Freddie Peralta. A lot of people still rooting for Omar Narvaez possibly to get a shot. Buster Posey's gone on the IL, so he will not be playing in the All-Star game. We will see if Omar Narvaez can take over that spot. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Jeff Orlowski. Brewers lose 2-0. Tony from Texas in Wisconsin this week. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bart. Last night in town, just indulged myself in some Cops custard before I leave tomorrow. So,
how was the fish fry? You and Mike the Painter got together?
Yeah, Mike the Painter and I went for a fish fry, just talking shop, and just watching the Brewers for a little bit. Pretty boring game, but nonetheless, there's a couple of little takes I took from the game. And I don't know if y'all talked about it, but what the hell is Chase Peterson going for a double when they're down by two? Did y'all talk about that?
Okay, so I didn't watch a lot of the game.
Okay, so, all right, that's fine. Let me help you out here.
Tony, this has been the week.
What?
And
the guy trying to run out a double with, I believe, one out, or maybe no outs. Nonetheless, you're down by two.
Oh, no. Jesse Winker got him. I saw that play.
Is Coach Bud coaching first base?
Yeah. Hey, we just got to run more random. You just got to steal bases, dirt, infield, pop fly.
Bart, that was the equivalent of Pat Connaughton shooting a 30-footer with 20 seconds left in the shot clock there. You don't go for the double when you're down by two. And then they get another double right, or a base hit right after. It was just asinine baseball. Golly.
I think what the thinking could have been there is, they had nothing else going. They were getting hits, but they weren't plating any runs. So maybe Jace, decided to be the hero. Jace also, look, I don't know how much longer Jace is going to be on this team. You've got Colton Wong coming back soon. You've got Lorenzo Cain. Maybe Jace is trying to keep a roster spot. I don't know.
Well, he's playing good baseball, but that was just a stupid play. And going back to the YouTube broadcast, so I'm at that bar, that coach's bar, and they're in a windup. It's a big part of the game. And the guy literally gets stuck there in a windup. I'm like, this is the longest stretch ever. Well, it was, of course, frozen because it was streaming. So it's just stuck there for like 30 seconds. Drives a pipe bomb. You're absolutely right. I cannot stand the streaming.
That's the way of the world.
I know, but it's terrible. And by the way, the Little League, that was a Little League umpire there. I haven't seen that bad of umpiring since I was playing Little League in West Dallas. My God.
I think he had to get going, I think, because, fourth base doesn't stay open all night. He had to get to fourth base sports bar.
Well, it was an early game. That game got done pretty quick, all things considered. But, tough loss. Well, the Brewers are fine. But, I don't have the extra innings package for the MLB, so I don't watch a lot of the Brewers games thus far, and I'm just waiting until after the Bucks are done. But what the hell is going on with Yelich?
Oh, he doesn't know. He was out there earlier today taking hacks. He basically said, I've played like S-word for a whole year, and no one stood up to disagree with him.
I wonder if it's injury-related or what, but I just – there's something going on there. I mean, I don't know if it's an injury, like his back.
I don't know.
It's psychological, like Giannis shooting free throws. I don't know what's going on here, but it's amazing that the Brewers are doing this well with their superstar that they're paying over, what, $300 million? How much are they paying that guy, Bart?
I think it was a 10-year, $252, something like that.
Okay, I'm thinking of Lindor from the Mets. But nonetheless, that's like Giannis just being terrible. That's the equivalent. Or Rodgers being terrible, and you're winning despite him.
Giannis can't shoot free throws. Yelich can't hit. Rodgers can't decide what he wants to do with his life.
I know. Well, we need the Bucks to keep winning because I don't want to face the reality of what's going to happen with Rodgers. So, all right, Bart. I'll listen to you on Monday. Have a great rest of your evening. And, go Bucks, go Brewers. We'll talk Monday.
Yeah, travel safe, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon.
Tony in Texas. He is in Wisconsin for the week, and a good week to come back here. Normally Summerfest, but the Deer District has kind of turned into Summerfest, and of course the game tonight, which I thought it's a Friday night in the summer. Was that not – don't they draw 40,000 nights like this? It did not seem – when I drove by, at least, there was a lot of open parking, a lot of good seats available. Come on down, as Euchre would say. Let's get out to Zay. What's happening?
Hey, Bart. I just had a couple of things tonight that I saw. First of all, Wade Miley, former Brewer. What a phenomenal outing, I guess, he had today. It sucks as a Brewers fan to see it, but he definitely did pitch very well. And second thing is Rowdy Tellez hasn't been a Brewer for that long, but that man just looks like the epitome of an American baseball player. Like,
they were chanting Rowdy Rowdy at the end of the game.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was something to see. Corn fed, three words describe him: juggernaut, corn fed, monster. I mean, he has all the physicals you look for in a baseball player. So if you take anything away to be positive from tonight, I would say You got a pretty good guy in him. Even though he struck out, he did look pretty good up there, comfortable on the plate.
Man, we love our fat guys, don't we?
That's true.
Well, I'm just trying to think of a bunch off the top of my head. Thanks for the call, Zay. G-Man Choi was bigger. Jesus Aguilar, Kevin Mensch, obviously Prince, Vogelbach. These guys come here with a little beef on them, and all of a sudden, they're our new favorite player. Tim's downtown. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Bart. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Oh, just dandy. Yeah, the Brewers lost, but more importantly right now, and I'm a little upset about this, your chair is gone.
It is?
Yeah. I'm the one who tweeted at you earlier where I fixed the sign. It's gone.
It didn't even make it the day?
I live right in the area, so I just came outside, and it's no longer here.
I'll let the audience know I was mad last night that the Bucks lost, obviously. So I said, you know what? They're winning the series. They're winning the series, and I'm going to reserve a spot downtown on Wisconsin Avenue for the parade. So I went to Walmart today, as I said I was going to. I bought a fold-out chair, and I put it around noon in front of the Fairfield. I had a good shady spot, and you were there about a half hour after. It was still there, and now you're telling me it's gone.
It's gone.
I guess I'll have to go do one again tomorrow.
I was about to say, are you going to go grab another one tomorrow?
Maybe the way is like spray paint the street and just say reserved. Is that legal?
How about a chain? Can you chain it? Like next, there was a little like a smoking cigarette thing. Chain it up to that.
Is the sign gone too? Because I wrote a sign that said reserved.
Yeah,
that's gone too.
Gone too.
Interesting. All right. Well, at least somebody got a good chair out of it. Damn.
I guess they're the winners, but
wow, what a
bummer. Get another one tomorrow. Chain it up.
All right. I'll have to think about that.
It was a very good spot too.
Damn. I know it was. It was in the shade.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Bummer. Bucks and six, always. It's for the culture. The chair is gone.
It didn't last long.
But yet longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, that's not bad. You should have told me I had nothing to do today. I could have sat in it for a while.
Yeah, I was trying to get people to... What I was hoping was it started a movement where people just started plopping chairs down on Wisconsin Avenue.
Everybody's calling dibs already.
You know, the chair that I bought, it was $6. I thought fold-out chairs would be like 25 bucks at least.
Oh, no.
$6.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You got $6, go put it in your local Walmart or your mom-and-pop chair store. I don't know. You know, big chair. I don't want to support big chair if we can support the local shops. Mike is in Greenfield, 799-1250. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mike. Good evening.
Oh, hi. I hope you can hear me all right. I'm getting implants, and I'm halfway between the procedure. But I wanted to tell you, I've been listening to the radio all day. So I was interested to hear what happened if you did go out and get the lawn chair, and you did indeed put it out there, and you did do that, and it did get stolen in a short amount of time, or are you?
Yeah, I just found out. You just heard that it got stolen.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was gonna, when I went outside to get the radio so I could call into the show, so my wife could hear. The radio was still on, and 620 was still on, and I just wanted to tell you guys that instead of listening to Jerry Augustine, and he's one of the greatest baseball people to listen to talk baseball, Brewer games, but I called the show and turned it to 1250 right away.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike.
That should get me some points. It was disappointing tonight. I hope this isn't good. I haven't been able to watch them because of what I had going on with my dental crap. But have they been going into a hitting slump again, or are they just...
They've been in one since 2013.
Okay, well, I'm sure most people will agree with you, but I thought they were getting out of it. But
so,
okay.
Mike, you're outside and your wife's listening inside?
No, we're in our bedroom, as a matter of fact, and we're doing some reading, and then I decided to call in. What I think the Bucks are going to do it. They were missing some real bunnies in that game Thursday. I mean, I don't know how somebody that close to the basket can miss like that. But and then throwing up threes, they're throwing up threes. As soon as the Phoenix started hitting threes, the Bucks started hitting threes. They should have kept going to the paint. But anyhow, I talked long enough. Hey, Bart, You do a great job, and sorry about your chair.
Hey, Mike, just let me ask you a quick question. Where were you between noon and noon 30 today? You weren't cruising around grabbing free lawn chairs, were you?
You didn't take my chair, did you?
No.
All right, I'll cross you off the list. I'm doing an investigation.
I used to scrap. I've got lawn chairs coming out. I don't know what to do with them, so I didn't need
to. Bart, you don't have to buy your next one.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay.
Sounds good. Have a good night, guys.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. That's a good call. I do appreciate that, Mike. That's good to talk to you here tonight. 414-799-1250. Brewers win 2-0. In my dreams, they lost tonight 2-0. So far the series is split with the Reds. They play again tomorrow. It's a night game in the Fox window. It'll be on Fox 6, and then the day game on Sunday, and then they wrap it up for the All-Star break, which we just found out tonight while on air that Freddie Peralta is an All-Star. Brandon Woodruff, still an All-Star, won't play in the game, so Freddie gets his spot. More coming up. The Brewers fall 2-0. 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
The game's over, and Tim Allen is taking your calls now on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan. Dial them up now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Jeff Orlowski. Tim Allen back tomorrow night after Brewers-Reds game 3 of the series. 2-0 in favor of the Reds tonight. A Tucker Barnhart double in the 4th. A Jesse Winker double in the 7th, which scored Wade Miley, who had a very good night. Picks up his 7th win of the year. 8 innings. Did go into the 9th. Gave up a double. So just the 8 for Wade. 4 strikeouts under 4 pitches. He's having a good year. 2.8 ERA, of course, threw a no-hitter after being a Brewer, which seems to be the trendy thing to do. 414-799-1250. Dave's leaving the game tonight. Dave, what's up?
Hey there. I just have a question. Why did the Brewers not re-sign Wade Miley when they had the chance to in 2018?
I think he was a guy that they got their use out of him, and I don't think they projected him to still be good after he moved on. And the Brewers have done this with a few guys. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Jesus Aguilar is the first one that I could think of after that.
Yeah, and I also have a question. So if the Brewers were to make a long playoff run, do you think they would ever bring back Brawny just for a locker room guy like they did to Eric Kratz in 2018? Because I think Brawny could offer a lot of just great chemistry in the locker room.
All right. I think they're bringing Braun back at some point, and so does Tim. Dave, thanks for the call. And I don't know if, like, you're joking or not, but I'm serious. I think they're bringing him back. Braun, a couple weeks ago, on his wife's Instagram, she was posting video of him taking swings. I've always thought he was coming back. Otherwise, just say you're retired. Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty much retired. Oh, we haven't talked to Brian. If you're retired, say you're retired. What are you keeping a door open for if you're not coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back.
And it would be the Brewers. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to, like, jump on with the Padres or the Dodgers or whatever. It's going to be, if he comes back, it's going to be the Brewers. I do think he is going to come back. It could be September roster expansion. It could be in August. But I think at some point, Braun will play on this team. Braun's last season. Otherwise, this guy's been, you know, what do you have, a 15-year career with the Brewers? And the way he goes out is in a COVID year where there's no one to say, hey, good job, sport. I mean, if for that alone, I'd come back for the standing ovation. I mean, if he doesn't sign, he'll come back for a first pitch or something. But I think he's going to play yet. Especially if they got a shot at a World Series, and Bronny, you know, is going to want a piece of that.
Well, of course. And, perfect situation for him. The Brewers need another bat.
Yeah.
So, everything's working out. So he'll be back.
I think so, too. Eddie's in Bayview. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Bart, I just wanted to call in and say, like, I just wanted to vouch for hanging out with Mike the Painter and Tony from Texas.
Oh, that's you, Eddie.
Yes.
You went there?
I did. Hell yeah.
How was it?
Well, it was cool until the people there got racist and weird, but it was before that.
What happened? Or should we not talk about it?
We could talk about that off air. I don't want to put businesses on blast. It'd be kind of weird. But Bart, let me just say, like, I don't have anything groundbreaking to say about the Brewers. I don't have a notebook or anything like that. But really, I just wanted to say, love the show. If I'm a first-time caller here, does that count as being a first-timer on the morning show, too?
Let's see. Judges? Yeah, it counts. Feels like the very first As Chuck time. Would say, don't be a foreigner to the show. Well, you got to get in. You got to get in with the morning show whack pack that's been calling me.
I'll try to. But now that I've hung out with him, I will do that. I just wanted to call in and say that Tony from Texas and Mike the Painter, the best people ever. Bart, you missed out. And love you. And go Brewers.
Yeah, I would have gone, dude. This has been the week from hell for me.
Well,
I would have gone. Bart,
next week is a thing. So let's do it.
Oh, next week's the week from even worse hell. I'm just kidding. Sometime, I promise.
Thank you, Bart.
See you, buddy. Eddie. Calling in, first time caller. It feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post game show. Thanks to our friends at Great Lakes Dragaway. We are live inside the Lakeland University studios. With online learning and 7 locations throughout the state, learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Pipe Bomb, who's out there?
Oh, we got Mike leaving the game.
Mike, how was it? Did you have good seats?
Yeah, pretty good. Outfield box, 100 level.
Okay.
Yeah, good time. Obviously, the result was less than ideal, but...
Hey, win 60, lose 60. What do you do in the middle?
It's no big deal. I mean, it's just baseball. But what is a big deal, and what is dogging this team, and what is a problem, they're going to have to start figuring, what are they going to do with Christian Yelich in terms of he cannot be hitting second or third every day. He's awful. He's absolutely killing them. He hits for no power. He's not driving the ball at all. He's giving them absolutely nothing at the plate. And this has been going on for 162 games now. I have never seen, I mean, I've watched a lot of baseball for a lot of years. I have never, ever seen a player go from being as good as he was to as bad as he is now. I mean, it's almost like you're waiting for him to get cleared from the lineup, like the pitcher. So they can get to other hitters. They're pretty much succeeding.
He's become such an afterthought. He's like the ninth guy I think of when I start naming off Brewers.
Yeah. I was telling my buddy that the other day. They're succeeding this year in spite of him. And it's pretty remarkable that they're actually as good as they are. And I mean, a lot of that's because of the pitching, but it's remarkable they're even scoring as many runs as they are because he's almost really, I mean, he walks. Other than that, he's pretty much worthless at the plate. And you can't move the contract, but I tell you right now, this is a fantasy, but if they could trade him and they could get rid of about 70% of that contract right now, I absolutely 100% without thinking about it would do it. That contract's going to kill them.
There's no way you do that.
Oh, absolutely. What indications are there that he's ever going to be anything close to what
he took extra swings this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. He took extra swings with I'm losing my mind here, with who's the hitting coach.
Andy Haynes.
The Texas did great. That should help out a lot. I mean, he's making $27 million. That contract is brutal for what he's giving you. Brutal. And they're succeeding now in spite of him. But 2-3 years down the line, if that's continuing, they are going to be screwed big time. So, yeah, if you could unload him, absolutely I would. How has he helped them this year? Has he helped them at all this year?
Yeah, he's the spokesman for Sargento Doubles.
Oh, okay, great. You know,
when they get a double, it's $50 to the Sargento Foundation.
So all six doubles he has this year and all five home runs? I mean, no, I'm telling you, I really do, you know, I really do believe there's something to the fact that he was stealing signs. I mean, I really do believe he knew what pitches were coming for 2 years. I can't explain it otherwise.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I've never seen a hitter go from as good as he was to as awful as he is now. Maybe it's a knee injury, and that could be the case, but it's hard to believe that could cause how brutal he is at the plate. It's really bizarre. I don't know how else to explain it.
But it's hard to believe if you figured out how to steal signs and, you know, hit like that and be MVP one season, just because that way might have got caught, that you can't figure out another way to steal the signs too.
Well, I don't know. Thanks for the call. I think what is interesting is that the whole Yelich thing, we know it's there, and he knows it's there, but it has gone under the radar. It has gone under the radar in a couple of different ways. Within the Brewers, the pitching has been so good.
Yep.
And they've been so hurt that there's other storylines within the Brewers. And the guy that has been getting the criticism, if anyone, has been Hira. You know, Yelich is struggling, Hira's struggling. We're all, like, focused on Hira, Hira, Hira. But then, Christian Yelich struggling for a year like this is a massive story that I'm not just saying from a sports radio angle. I'm saying fans. But you're tied up with the Bucks. And this Rodgers stuff, and the Olympics are coming up if you're into that, and there's all this other stuff like going on that you, and they're winning too. That's another thing.
Yep.
That's probably the most important thing to bury the lead. They are winning. So Christian Yelich playing like this with that contract, he is getting away with avoiding scrutiny. The biggest talking point of Yelich this year was he gave a kid a bat, which was cool,
yeah,
in Pittsburgh. But the backlash, the questioning, the wondering, yeah, I mean, someone might suggest stealing signs or whatever. I mean, that comes up, but he's just kind of skirted away, which is good because you don't want it to really add more pressure to him. But at some point, because I do forget, like, when he's up there now, I assume the out. This is Christian Yelich, MVP.
You know, what else are you going to do? You can't do anything with him. So he's got to play every day.
Yeah, they're not trading him. They're not benching him.
No.
There's nothing to do.
It's just, you
know. You got to work it through it.
You shake your head sometimes when you see the struggles that he's had for as long as he's had them now, and every day he's still locked in the two-hole.
He is. I was at Jeff Verlasky's house the other night, and even as a grown man, he's got multiple pictures and posters of Craig Counsell on his walls.
Oh, yeah, love him.
So we're going to hear from Jeff's idol, Craig Counsell, when we come back. Brewers lose 2-0 to the Reds. The series is tied. They play Game 3 tomorrow, Game 4 on Sunday, 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move?
What was the deal?
Why did he pinch hit with that guy?
He did that.
Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper.
Brought
to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
I'm sorry, big voice guy. You got to pick up some of that Scholze beef. I think tomorrow should be a nice day. Then we may be in for some rain for a while. So if you're going to get on the grill, tomorrow's the day to do it. Scholze Family Beef. I'm Bar Winkler. That's Jeff Orlowski. The skipper, of course, is Craig Counsell. And we go now to him live. Or no, this happened an hour and a half ago.
Live-ish.
Live on tape. Here's what the skipper had to say tonight.
It's been here. We just learned that Freddie Peralta has been named to the National League All-Star team, replacing Brandon Woodruff. So we can talk about the game, Freddie, however you guys want to do it, it's fine with me. If you want to talk about the game first and then Freddie, that's fine.
Craig, Wade Miley certainly pitched many good games for you a couple of years ago. And when he's like in the spots like he did tonight and kind of moving the pace along, he's tough, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he just, you know, he did a good job with cutter changeup, and we just weren't able to really get anything going. We got some leadoff hitters on base. You know, it felt like a bunch of the innings, but nothing else materialized ever in the innings. So he did a nice job. You know, we couldn't get a run across.
Craig, is this the best run Lauer's been on for you? And just how important is it to have stability in that spot?
Yeah, Eric's pitching really well. I mean, I thought he was really good tonight. You know, he's definitely taken a step forward this year, for sure, a big step forward after last year, and got into a pretty good groove of taking the ball every 5 days here and doing his job. He's given us a chance to win consistently.
Usually when a pitcher throws quite a few shutout innings, he has some really good defensive plays, but Miley made a good one himself on that bunt. And then in the seventh inning, you know, Winker backed up that play and threw Jace out. And then the shortstop made a really good play on Manny's ball in the hole as well.
Yeah, no, I think Jace got a little blocked out by, you know, when Aquino missed that ball, I think he got a little confused whether that Winker was there and had it. So that was obviously a big play. Yeah, the bunt play was great bunt by Eric and you know, caused a little, just enough confusion that you hope for on a bunt play. And, you know, Miley made a low throw. India made a nice pick. So there were a couple big plays in big spots, really.
Craig, obviously there was some disputes there with the umpires on ball strike and then that play at second base. On the play at second, do you think that's the wrong call there, or by the rule, is that the call?
Yeah, I mean, the rule is right now, you know, if you go past the base and you can't make contact with the base, you're not making contact with the base, then it's whether it's intentional or not. And I think Willie just got kind of his feet stuck under him and kind of flipped over, unfortunately. But that is the rule. I didn't expect us to win that one.
Does it seem like with games on the line the last two nights, though, it's been hard to tell what's a ball and what's a strike?
I haven't seen the replays tonight. You know, the guys arguing are not guys who generally argue unless they got a pretty good case. That's what I'll tell you. I mean, you know, that's just how it is. You know, the misses have felt just too big. I guess that's the issue here. They're big misses.
Craig, Hunter Strickland continues to be fabulous for you, and it must have been nice to get Gustave out there too, and he threw the ball pretty well also.
Yeah, I think it today, just the way it went, and with those three guys covering the rest of the game, it sets us up well for Saturday, Sunday. That was important that those guys cover those innings. They did a nice job, and so we should be in good shape.
And can we ask you about Freddie now, Craig?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've told us all along he deserves it on merit. So substitute or not, you know, he deserves being an all-star, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's having a heck of a year.
You know, he is one of the top pitchers in the National League, starter or reliever. What he's done in his transition to starting is it's special. It's elite. He's a guy that hitters don't want to face. He's a guy that's been consistent. His just the number of hits he's given up and the strikeouts is it's a pretty remarkable, you know, looking stat line, really. And he's a big reason why we're sitting where we're at.
What was it like telling him, Craig? He usually has a smile on his face, but I'm guessing pretty big one this time.
Yeah, we had a little meeting, and I kind of went in with a little serious face and said we got a big problem tomorrow, and said our starting pitcher's going to be in the All-Star game and ain't going to be able to sleep tonight. So that put a big smile on Freddie's face, that's for sure.
Craig, how special is it for the organization? You know, he came to you in a trade, but he was so young. You know, you're talking about three starting pitchers now, and even Hader developed largely by this organization.
Yeah, we've talked about this a little bit, and I think organization that developed pitching and brought pitching to the big leagues, and you know, there's no better. He succeeded at it, is the best way to say it. And he has put together a great program and a staff that should be very proud of what they've accomplished in helping these guys. They do the heavy lifting for sure, but all the help they get throughout the organization. Like you said, Freddie started in low A ball with us, so. To start there and progress the way he has, that means a lot of people have helped him along the way. And this, obviously the same can be said for Corbin, Woody, and Josh. So it's a really cool thing. And I think, I'd compliment David for achieving his goal as well, because he's done what he said he wanted to do.
Yeah, Freddie Peralta, that's Craig Counsell, scoop from the skipper here on the Fan. He was a 19-year-old kid when they got him from the Mariners in the Adam Lind deal, and it was a lottery ticket, and they scratched it, and now they have another all-star. Three of their starting pitchers are all-stars. It's just hard to believe. I maybe it hasn't sunk in for me yet. That's a big deal for any team. That's a really big deal for the Brewers.
Absolutely. And, you know, just it shows a big portion of the Brewers' wins is all because of the pitching and the starters, and you got the big three with, you know, Woody and Burns and Peralta, and they're all delivering. It's great to see, and that's why I think there was a five-gamer, but there's really no long losing streaks in the past so far this season or coming in the future.
That's Jeff Orlowski. I'm Bart Winkler. The Brewers fall 2-0 to the Reds tonight. Freddie Peralta named an all-star. We'll be back tomorrow with great live and local programming, including the Youth Sports Show, the Home Improvement Show, the Varsity Coaches Show, and, of course, the best show on the station, just 6.5 hours away. I do not say that tongue-in-cheek. I totally mean it. Best show in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's Cutting Edge Outdoors. There's nothing better than this program. I firmly believe it. It is great, and that is coming up tomorrow at 6, and then Brewers Post tomorrow night right here with Tim Allen. I don't have a great sign off for anything. I forgot to play a music bed, so I'm just gonna do the old Irish goodbye and slowly walk on out of here.
Bye, Bart.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.